This is the Gary V Audio Experience.
23 years old. I'm in college. It's my last year in college. I'm going to the school for mechanical engineering. And my original dream was to come here and design cars, but like, it's not working out because it's just way too much work. And I realized I'm not into all the small details. So at this point, I know. But anyway, I've taken this class called Exploring Majors my last year, obviously, for some reason. But anyway, my new dream is to like have this YouTube channel where like I go around and I would ask kids like, hey, do you want to go for a ride in my car? And specifically, I'd have like a Gallardo or something. And then I'd talk about them, well, talk with them and be like, hey, what are your like goals and ambitions in life? But I'm just undecided if this is like a reasonable dream to pursue, because I really just want to motivate and inspire kids to be like, hey, I want you to go out and do what you want to do. Don't do what everybody's telling you to do. Do it for you. Like, I want to do it. Not because mom wants me to go to college. Like, is this like something reasonable, or is that like...
It's very reasonable. I mean, wrong. A, you just got to make sure you don't get arrested for trying to roll up on kids and say, hey, get in my car. But I'm sure they have that prearranged. I'm just pleasant. So yeah, I think it's super reasonable. I think you just need to realize that it's probably going to be 2 full years of you putting out videos on YouTube before it pops. And so can you afford to like be in a place where you're chasing that when you're not making any money? Can you get a bullshit job that pays you a little something to maintain a little rent and a little food? Like, you know what's funny? When I hear people say it's my dream, it always catches my attention, because I'm always like, is it? Because when I hear people say it's my dream, then I'm like, oh, this is going to be easy. Hey, Avery, for 5 years, nothing good's going to happen. You're going to work at 7-Eleven or at an office or some shit just to pay rent and food, so that the other 7 hours you can work on driving with Avery. Nothing good is going to happen for 5 years. You're not going to be fucking Gary Vee. You're not going to fucking pop. You're not going to make money. You're not. And if you're like that, then it is your dream and let's go. Yes, it's if. So all you need to do is find an amazing, and this is a big, big shout out to everybody who's got a dream. The number one way as a young person to win on a dream is to find a bullshit job that doesn't take up a lot of time. Let me say it one more time, because it's confusing as fuck. The way you actually, because if you went right out of school and started doing this and you had a couple of dollars saved up and you're couch surfing or your parents are paying for it or whatever, cool. But guess what? It's only gonna last 2 or 3 months, because you're not gonna, everyone's like, oh, by month 6, I'll be making $100,000 on ads on YouTube. It never happens. So the way to actually live a dream usually is for that dream to be your side hustle, but takes up all your free time, because it's your dream now, right? It's not like kinda, it's your dream now. You know, it takes away from 2K, takes away from hanging with your boys. It takes away from having a girlfriend, boyfriend. It takes away from shit. It's a fucking dream. The way to fucking have a dream is for you, what I'm listening, maybe you get a job as, you know, at a car business because you fuck with them, right? Like maybe you fucking work at, maybe you're a fucking, at a, you're a receptionist at a fucking car dealership.
No, I did that. I swear, I worked at Mitsubishi. I was the receptionist. I was the valet. I worked in parts. Like I've done all this car stuff. I've been around people. I'm definitely a people person, which is why I feel like I have to do this, because I want people to be like, good. He can do it. Like everybody can.
Avery, good. Get a job at a school that pays for you to be able to have a roof and eat, clearly. Not the kind of job that's going to give you a mansion and caviar, the kind of job that's going to give you Bojangles and 3 roommates, right?
Yeah.
And then you have 6 hours, 7 hours a day to fucking do your dream. It's very feasible. Is the concept right? You know the concept's right. Fucking the coffee with fucking comedians, Seinfeld shit. You've seen this already. Of course it's feasible. It's just going to come down to how talented you are.
I just wasn't sure if like I wasn't sure if you were gonna suggest like a podcast or like do something else besides like, oh, come check out this Lambo and go for a ride.
Good news. When you do the Lambo and go for a ride, A, you gotta figure out how you're gonna get these cars, but you know, that I have a feeling you're gonna try to figure that out. But
engineering. It's fine.
But you strip the audio and you make it a podcast. So you film it, you make it my podcast is a top 200 podcast in the world. And I never sit down, I mean, rarely sit down and actually do a podcast. It's just a script audio from shit I do like this.
Okay. All right, that makes sense. I can roll with that.
the framework, Avery, is side job to pay for you to chase your dream for a long time.